USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Protesters are continuing to gather outside the Kenosha, Wisconsin courthouse where jurors are deliberating the charges Kyle Rittenhouse faces for fatally shooting two riders and injuring another during civil unrest in Kenosha. Wisconsin Republican Congressman Brian Stile tells Fox News he's confident Kenosha is ready for any violence that may erupt following a verdict.
I've spoken to a lot of local officials. They currently feel comfortable that they have the resources needed to be able to maintain public safety. They have over 500 National Guard troops.
President Biden in Detroit to promote his infrastructure bill that he signed this week. His trip includes a visit to a General Motors electric vehicle plant in the Motor City. The $1.2 trillion bill makes a sizable investment in electric vehicle charging stations. USA Radio News.
From city streets to back roads, from road warrior to carpooler, there are some things you can always count on, like the reliability, durability, and power of DieHard, America's most trusted auto battery. No matter where your journey takes you, count on DieHard to get you started on the road ahead. Available at your local Advance Auto Parts and participating CarQuest stores.
Did you know Mike Lindell has over 150 different items on the MyPillow website, and any of them would be great for Christmas gifts for your friends and family? Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 after you've explored the MyPillow website. Use that promo code USA and save big on anything in the MyPillow website just for Christmas.
Forecasters warn a significant storm could threaten Thanksgiving travel for millions of Americans. A strong cold front is forming, and it's expected to hit the Midwest and Northeast early next week with freezing temperatures and strong winds. The storm could hang around until the day before Thanksgiving, the busiest travel day of the year. AAA saying about 54 million Americans are expected to travel this Thanksgiving holiday, a 13% jump from last year. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer is defending President Biden's social spending bill.
If we want to fight inflation, if we want to create more jobs, and if we want to lower costs and make sure families have more money in their pockets, best thing we can do is pass Build Back Better.
The New York Democrats saying the $2 trillion bill will help struggling families. Republicans contend that printing more money will only create more inflation. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
The House voted to formally censure Congressman Paul Gosar. The Arizona Republican recently posted an anonymous video depicting him killing New York Democrat Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Before the vote, House Minority Leader from California Kevin McCarthy called out the Democrats' hypocrisy.
It's an old definition of abuse of power. Rules for thee, but not for me. That's exactly what's happening here today. Madam Speaker, when a Democratic chairwoman flew to Minneapolis and told an angry crowd during a trial to stay on the streets, get more active, get more confrontational, we've got to make sure they know we mean business. That high standard, the Democrats refused to take action. The trial judge actually singled her out on her comments on an ongoing basis, which he said could become an issue on appeal. At a rally in Los Angeles, that same chairwoman, she told a mob, if you see anyone from that cabinet in a restaurant, in a department store, at a gasoline station, you get out and you create a crowd. And you push back on them. And you tell them that they're not welcome anymore, anywhere. She later defended that comment in another speech in L.A., saying the same chairwoman of the high standards. I did not threaten Trump, constituents, and supporters. I do that all the time. But I didn't do it that time.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.